Welcome to the Ghost Rap Podcast. It's fast, it's fun, it's informative. This is your weekly dose of the news that matters on the markets with your host, the Finance Ghost. For more details on these stories and to make sure you get daily updates, visit ghostmail.co.za. The Ghost Rap Podcast is proudly brought to you by Mazars, a leading international audit, tax, and advisory firm with a national footprint within South Africa. I do love giving credit where it's due, and Cull Group, which used to be called Carp Agri, certainly deserves it because it is not easy to grow earnings when revenue is flat. The group has some interesting exposures like its fuel business and, of course, the traditional agri side that supplies the farming communities with literally all kinds of things. And subdued economic activity is the theme here, affecting everything from fuel volumes through to investment by farmers. Despite this, Cull Group managed to pull off growth in EBITDA of 9.2%, which is very decent. And this was achieved thanks to the gross profit mix moving in their favor, thank you convenience retail, and like-for-like expenses up by 6.4%, which is a decent outcome in an inflationary environment, and thankfully less than the increase in gross profit. This meant that recurring headline earnings per share ended up 7.3% higher, and the interim dividend grew by 8%. A decent outcome with completely flat revenue growth. Another company trying to do its best with modest revenue growth is AB InBev. In this case, volumes fell 0.6% in the latest quarter, and revenue growth ended 2.6% higher, with pricing increases and mix effects taking it into the green. The group talks about premiumization and occasions development, classic MBA-esque terminology that highlights two trends. The first, consumers looking for more premium products, and second, alcohol-free drinks that they can have more often. Anything that gives the top line a boost will be most welcome, as the latest outcome of 5.4% growth in normalized EBITDA will be tough to keep achieving unless revenue is more favorable. A group of this size and maturity will never be a rocket ship either way, with a medium-term outlook of 4 to 8% in EBITDA growth. There is caution at Redefine, where managing the office portion of the portfolio is no joke. It is still hard to retain tenants, and it is also difficult to retain them at the same rental as before, let alone at an increase. Unfortunately, negative reversions have been a swear word in the sector, and they are not gone yet, with Redefine's interim period reflecting negative reversions of minus 6% in the South African portfolio. Given the macroeconomic uncertainty and, frankly, the loan-to-value ratio that is too high for the group's liking, the dividend is at the bottom of the payout range of 80 to 90% of distributable income. This means that although distributable income per share actually increased by 6%, the dividend per share is 0.2% lower, and it's unlikely that that payout ratio will be much higher for the full year dividend. Here's another example of a company that has managed to grow despite volume pressures, RFG Holdings. They are having to dig deep to find efficiencies, with local and international volumes both taking strain. At least they could put through pricing increases locally to get the numbers to a good place. In the international business, revenue fell due to pricing pressures and issues at the Cape Town port. Despite many reasons why things could have gone backwards overall, they managed to go quite beautifully forwards actually, with headline earnings per share or HEPS growth of between 18% and 22%. Management teams that are resilient and resourceful can generate decent outcomes for investors, even when things are not so easy. Share buybacks are an important component of returns to investors. If a company buys back its shares at an attractive price, it does wonderful things for HEPS growth. Cullgrow M3 has shown us exactly this outcome, with growth in HEPS of between 20.2% and 27.7% for the year ended February. The core business has had solid momentum recently, but there is little doubt that extensive buybacks were a major driver of these numbers. We will know for sure when results are released around 13th May. And that's a wrap. Please remember that nothing you hear on the Ghost Rap Podcast should be taken as advice. Please do your own research and visit ghostmail.co.za for more insights into the market.